Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can use Skype. LRN.FM is our username. Just call up on Skype. You'll sound a bit better. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. So something happened on my news feed for Facebook. This has to have happened to other people, and I hope that they can understand. I saw a story. Now, this story wasn't particularly new, but it was new to me. Like, I hadn't seen it. And, you know, there was a discussion going on. And the story is from 11alive.com, the Western Black Rhino officially declared extinct. And this was from November the 6th, 2013. So certainly not fresh news hot off the presses, but, you know, maybe you're like me and you didn't realize that there was a subspecies of the black rhino called the Western Black Rhino, and that that subspecies was now extinct. Well, I got into a bit of a kerfuffle on the internet commenting on this in a couple of places. I felt like this was a great opportunity because you don't see this too often. This is what you call charismatic megafauna. Right?
Megafauna?
Megafauna. So fauna, it's an animal.
Yeah.
Mega means it's big.
Okay.
And charismatic means people like to look at it.
Okay. Because, yeah, I don't know rhinoceroses to be particularly, like, good with chicks or anything. Like, they don't go into the bar and, like, steal your girlfriend.
It's pretty pretty clear you have not hung out with Western black rhinos. The fact is that these, you know, like tigers, whales... you know, nobody's out there protesting to save the plankton, right?
Right.
I mean, supposedly 100 species go extinct a year or something like that is what we're told. I have no clue. And I don't know what the rate of animals were going extinct before. And, you know, exactly, you know, what defines a species can get a little shifty.
Yeah, I love how people are, you know, throwing around these numbers like they've kept exact tally on every animal on the planet. And they're like, oh, there goes the last one, as if they have any clue what they're talking about.
They may or may not be right. I mean, you know, rhinoceroses aren't exactly the easiest things to hide. you know, so, I mean, it's not like you're talking about a specific variety of tick or something like that.
You wouldn't want to be smuggled. Going a rhino into a prison.
I'm sure it's happened somewhere. So the point that I made on this is that this animal has died because of big government. And
no, Mark, big government is what's going to save the Western black rhinoceros.
It didn't. You know, there's
that's
laws.
Because the taxes weren't high enough.
There are laws against the trading in rhino horns. Now, I haven't been able to figure out whether it is illegal to own a Western black rhino, but I'm going to go ahead and make an assumption that, yes, it is.
Pretty sure they got an ordinance against it in Keene.
I don't think that would fly at all if I just, like, walking my rhinoceros down Main Street, probably getting a whole heap of trouble with the KPD if I did that.
I'm sure they have it in NYC. They've got to have an ordinance covering it there. Anyway, and my rebuttal is that essentially the animal has been killed by big government, and the reason is because people can't own them. You don't see an extinction of cows. You know, it's because they are and have been for a long time a valuable animal. You can make leather out of them. You can make hamburgers out of them. You can make steaks out of them, dog food, and you know, a variety of things. There's not a piece of the that pink slime they use at McDonald's. There is not a piece of a cow that goes to waste. I imagine they even use the hair for something. I could be wrong, but. You know, when you sometimes they'll leave the hair on some leather. Sometimes you'll see cows, you know, maybe even cowboy boots or something with cattle hair on them. So they do use the hair to some extent. So cows are a very valuable commodity because people have figured out how to use them. Why not turn over some of these amazingly, you know, these animals that are on a brink of extinction and let people own them? If you would have said, hey, it looks like there's only 9 black rhinos left and, you know, somebody can go in and take them, like the poachers took them, right? The
right.
poachers did something with them. If some farmers were able to get them and own them legally, maybe you could even have an auction. The government could even have an auction for them and give a piece of land where you can keep your rhinos. And then they could, and people could farm them, make rhino burgers. I know people want to buy rhino horns, you know, make ashtrays out of their feet, whatever it is that you do. The farmer is going to be incentivized not to kill all his rhinos off, but to grow more rhinos.
Yeah, I mean, the notion of a rhino foot ashtray makes me want to start smoking again. But the so, yeah, and the other thing is just the issue of having these unowned resources or these government-owned resources in actuality. These things that are deemed as public spaces where people are invited to rush out eagerly with a rifle and start killing things, right?
Ultimately what you're doing. I mean, you're basically making a government make-work program where these wardens go out and try to stop people in huge, vast areas from taking these animals. But the only time they seem to do anything is when there's a news crew along.
Yeah, and so what you have is this situation where somebody's going out into a resource that is not his, and he is plundering resources from that land, right? He's plundering yeah. resources with all the glee and joy of a burglar inside of a house, ransacking things and destroying it because the land is not his. He has no incentive by which to preserve the resources of that place, whereas we don't tend to behave this way in our own homes and our own yards. I mean, even if you own some land in New Hampshire or something, you own some forest land or something to that effect, you'd be terribly unlikely to kill every living thing on it because there's probably some stuff that you want there, right? You would temper yourself by which you would go out and destroy resources.
I've got an apple tree on my property. Actually, I have quite a few. I've planted some recently, but I had an apple tree when I bought it. I cut down all the trees around it in order to, you know, put in my apple grove and that sort of thing. But I left that apple tree because it's going to produce things that I can use. Old sour apples that I then give to my pigs, and if I don't get them all, then the deer come. It's terrible. But, you know, it's not like I cut it down and used all the resources of the apple wood to heat my stove or anything like that because I had a resource. No! The best people at managing resources are the people that own the resources. And now, whatever countries that were in Western Africa that had black rhinos running around in them no longer have them and can no longer get the tourism from them because governments are the most inefficient organizations on it's the most inefficient way to organize your group on the planet, and it's because you get terrible signals from the marketplace. The signal is that everybody in that your Western African country has to pay you taxes, or you can come in and you know kill them and take their stuff. So you know customer service isn't too high on your list.
Yeah, you're creating a situation where people are disincentivized from doing anything positive. I mean, we had a guy on this show not too long ago was arrested for raising money for a charity, and it's just like another normal thing that happened. And it sets up all the systems of incentives in order to discourage positive behavior and encourage negative behavior to the species thing. I mean, you know. The seas, people are concerned about overfishing. Why? Well, because when people are concerned about overfishing, they don't. You can't have property on the water at present. Even governments don't tend to think of water as property. There's no ownership there. If you try to set up, homestead, a piece of the ocean, I imagine that you'd run into some trouble with the Coast Guard or a similar institution, you know, and our seasetting friends.
You can homestead fishing rights. A person can homestead fishing rights, and now they're basically bought and sold between fishermen. And governments claim for themselves dominion over areas of ocean for basically drilling purposes, that sort of thing. I think there's 5 countries that claim the Arctic, which is now opening up for drilling.
And these things are licensed by governments. So you have a fishing license, and then people get concerned about overfishing, and so the government says, okay, well, you're only allowed to fish during this period of the year, and then you have to stop so that the fish can reproduce and whatnot. So what does a fisherman do? Well, he goes out into the ocean, and he extracts as many fish from the ocean as he possibly can during this limited period of time by which he has to collect his fish, and then, you know what, all those fish that count up in his nets, they don't reproduce, and that's going to create a situation that's not going to have more fish in the ocean.
And like 98% 90% of the ocean is completely unoccupied by fish, is my understanding of the numbers. Why don't they just have more fish farms out there? And, yeah, I think that homesteading, watersteading would be something that people could do. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. LRN.FM is our username on Skype.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733, and you can call in and bring up whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. We use battery power on so many things these days, it's hard to keep track. Well, there's a new device that'll help you keep your battery-powered devices up and running. It's a source of backup power so small you can slide it right in the pocket, in your pocket, or in the glove box of your car. But it's powerful enough that in some circumstances it can jumpstart a car. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about the breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. Ian's got one, and I believe actually he's gifted it to you, Cantwell. Wants you to try it out. He knows you're quite the techie guy. It's actually sitting in that case right there. It comes with a really great case and lots of plugs and these sorts of things. And we want you to give it a try and see what you think about it.
I'm interested to check it out. So I have a few of these devices that are basically USB power packs, right? Yep. And they're 5 volts. It's not going to jump start your car, but some of them are upwards of 50,000 milliamp hours, and they're serious devices that I'll use when I go to Concord so I can record all day, that sort of thing. The Pocket Power Plus, to my understanding, is like a 19 or 20 volt battery. And that's an interesting thing because it provides you with a lot of different options.
And it has all kinds of different plugs, so it's not just a situation where you plug in your device that uses a micro USB like your cell phone. You can power a laptop or a variety of things. It's got all kinds of plugs, including little jumper cables.
Yeah, the closest thing I have to that is I have the the jump starter pack for the car, right?
Yeah, those
mine
things
is
are big.
Very large.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. It's not something that I would throw in a backpack and carry around with me while I'm doing things, right? But the Pocket Power Plus has a very similar potential, it sounds like, so I'm looking forward to playing with it.
Yeah, there's times when a battery is just dead, and like no amount of jumping or charging or whatever is going to make a difference, and obviously, it's not going to make a difference there. But and that's why I want to say that it's, in some circumstances, it's not a fix-all, but there's nothing quite like it. So check it out. It's PocketPowerPlus9.com. You can get it for half price there, PocketPowerPlus9.com, and that's for my listeners here on Free Talk Live. And if you use coupon code FTL when you check out, you save even more. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use the coupon code FTL when you check out. So we're talking about this situation where in Western Africa, the black rhino has been declared officially extinct. And the kind of people that tend to worry about this sort of thing, because, there's a plenty of people wouldn't know this. I didn't even know that there's a subspecies of a rhinoceros called the Western black rhino. So I wasn't aware. But there's plenty of people that just don't pay attention to how many animals are going extinct or whatever. But the kind of people that do pay attention tend to want big government solutions.
Yeah, they think that it's that people are the problem that's causing all of these rhinos to go extinct. Now, to the extent that governments are made up of people, I suppose that this is accurate.
Well, poachers too.
That's fundamentally inaccurate. The reason that there are poachers is because of governments, right? Governments create poachers the same way they create, drug smugglers, right?
I suppose that a poacher could be somebody who's poaching off of private land too, so the government doesn't create poachers in that fashion, but they do create poachers off of public land, if there was a particular word for that.
Right. Generally, we tend to think of poachers as people who go onto public land and take things, resources, and animals that are not permitted by the state to be taken. When people trespass on land and take privately owned animals, we call them
cattle rustlers.
Cattle rustlers or horse thieves, yeah, or trespassers or corpses, right?
Yeah, corpses. That's probably what you call them in many cases.
Yeah. So we don't, anyway, in any case, government is, of course, creating this problem. And as is often the case with governments, they create a problem and then they're like, well, I guess that we're going to be the solution,
yes,
to this problem.
That's
of
what
course.
They do.
And so this is how you get all of these lunatic theories about, we're gonna tax the weather now, and we're going to do all of these different things because we believe that the X, Y, and Z is responsible for the extinction of, the 1,000 species that went away this year, or whatever lunatic number these people are coming up with. And this led me down a very, very frightening rabbit hole the other day, Mark. That there are people who I took some time to listen to a couple of audiobooks, one by Walter Block, Defending the Undefendable.
Yep.
And man's
a genius, and it's a great book.
He is a genius, and it is a great book, and I recommend everybody check it out. It gives you like economic explanations for so many like demonized professions and why they're important and why they exist. And I listened to a reading of Murray Rothbard's For a New Liberty. Now, throughout both of these books, they were talking about the anti-populationists. So these are apparently some folks who were like a pretty major concern back in the 70s, and I don't hear people talking about overpopulation a great deal
today.
They
call this show.
But it does come up. Somebody called into the Stephen Molyneux show, and he asked them if they were thinking about having kids, and they're saying, well, I don't think the world needs any more people. And I went to go and like look into like, well, who are these overpopulation people? What does the overpopulation movement look like? Is there a lot of people involved in this? And I found so there's like the Center for Biological Diversity is one of these institutions. And when I go to a website, I try to see how popular it is. And I check like the Alexa rank, and they're in the top 100,000 websites in the world. The Center for Biological Diversity.
No slouches, right?
These people are complaining about species extinction, and they are saying that the reason there are, you know, all these other animals are dying off is because, you know, human beings, not such a great thing for the planet.
Well, they're taking up too much space would be the claim. And certainly if you have, you have an overpopulation, of one type of species in an area, it can drive out other types of species. I can think of a really good example from my life is I grew up in Florida. And we had a particular type of anole. These are the little lizards you see running around when you go to Florida. So the anole, there's the Florida anole. This is my understanding. There might be more scientific names that I'm not familiar with. There's the Florida anole, and then there's the Cuban anole. Now, the Cuban anole tends to be more brown and have more of a round head. The Florida anole is greener and has a flat head. And I had noticed that there, you know, were fewer of them and fewer of them over time. Basically, I would say that the Florida anole is somewhere near extinction at this point, and that the Cuban anole has nearly taken over the space. And because I would assume it is somehow a better breeder, a better eater, in some way or another, it is nudging out the Florida anole. So sure, that can happen. A species can get so large that it drives out other stuff.
Yeah, there was another situation. Some of you have probably seen this video of people driving a boat down this river, and there are fish just flying out of the water all over the place because some species of, I believe, carp got introduced to this river that just totally outcompeted all the other fish in the area. Now it's getting to a point where there's so many fish in the water that you can scarcely put your hand in the water and not hit five of them.
I can't imagine that's very sustainable.
I don't imagine that it is very sustainable at all. And, you know, in that situation, you can imagine that, okay, well, the fish sort of take over this particular river, and then those fish outcompete all the other animals, and then they're left with just each other, and I think that species of fish will probably die, and then something else will come along, right?
It's the circle of life, no doubt. I want to talk about it a little bit more, and you can call in and talk about it, too. It's the number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. It's toll-free, or you can call us on Skype. The username's lrn.fm, 855-453.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan that can't make the payments. Don't make a big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Got a couple of segments left. There is time for your call. It's 855-450-FREE. If for whatever reason you want to see our ugly mugs, you may go to cam.freetalklive.com. We have a chat room there that's on that side of the page, and you can see us do the show. There it is. A couple of cameras in the studio, and we do our best. We've got actually camera shots and angles and stuff.
You can catch up on all the like subtle insults that we throw at each other, like saying ugly mug and then pointing the camera at me.
I just realized that the camera has been the close-up camera has been on me for 2.5 hours and not on you at all. So, if I had a hot gal, I would turn it towards her, but I don't have that.
Yeah, I'd put it under the table probably in that case.
I would call that inappropriate. 855-450-FREE. Cantwell, you were talking about your misadventures on the internet, looking into this. The people who believe that the world is being overpopulated.
Yeah, I'm one of these people who really likes having things to complain about on the radio, so I decided to go down this little rabbit hole of looking into these overpopulation people who are very concerned that because of human beings that there's all of this species extinction. And
I think we're taught this in, basically people are taught this in school. You know, from the start.
So they were doing things like handing out condoms with endangered species on them and saying, like, don't go bear, panthers are rare, and little slogans like this. And,
I'm for that.
And handing them out to
free
people.
Condoms, I'm there.
Well, I don't have a problem with free condoms, but I have a huge problem with the systemic discouragement of human breeding, right?
I think that, you know, you should get out there and propose that people not breed. I think that's a fine thing to do.
Well, but so I mentioned that I had sort of stumbled upon this subject as a result of listening to audiobooks by Rothbard and Block from the 70s, and, you know, you look back, and when they were really concerned, I know that we have a caller. We'll get to
I just didn't know if you saw my finger, my signal. Go ahead.
We'll get to you. they're concerned about this in the 70s, and I think the population growth rate was something like 6% at the time, and then now it's down to just over 2%. Right?
In the U.S. or worldwide?
Worldwide.
Okay.
Okay. And there are people who want to get this down to a negative number.
Yeah.
Right? They're telling people stop at 2, which is one of the slogans that they're throwing around. So, you know, just replace yourselves or stop altogether. Well, you know, if you are going to create a situation where people are being discouraged from breeding and encouraged to murder one another, that scares the life out of me. That sounds like you want to bring about the extinction of the human race.
What are you talking about, the murdering part? I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know. Governments have all this war propaganda on the television, you know.
I just want to make sure that I was clear on what we were talking about. So, yeah, as people move into the cities, they tend to have fewer children, because children on a farm are free labor. Children in the city are liabilities. So that's what tends to happen, is that the world's going through the thing that the United States went through in the late 19th century and early 20th century, where essentially the amount of farms are just plummeting, and because farming techniques are getting better and better, and people are just moving into the city for jobs and that sort of thing, and so they're having fewer kids.
Well, and there's also all sorts of disincentives to, you know, having a farm and that sort of thing, and I think that that's part of it, too. It seems to me that there are a group of people who don't think that the human race is such a good idea. And these people want to be in control of public policy and do seem to be in control of public policy, and people who don't think that humanity is a good thing, being in control of the most powerful government in the history of mankind, I don't know, it frightens me a little bit, I guess all I'm saying.
Let's go talk to Eddie calling in from Texas. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Hey, guys. I wanted to call about there's been a few stories about this rhino that's supposedly extinct.
Yeah, that we're talking about that story right now, and it's the story's actually from like 2013, and it's the Western black rhino, which isn't actually a species, but more like a subspecies.
Right. That's what I wanted to say, is it's more of a subspecies. But, you know, a lot of people don't really understand, you know, I mean, if we privatized wildlife, I've got a little organization called the Benevolent Order of Agorist Hunters. And what I promote, I mean, yes, we have to follow regulation, you know, as far as, you know, paying taxes, you know, that kind of issue. But, you know, I really believe that, you know, if some, eccentric billionaire, was able to actually own a panda bear, there would be more panda bears.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%. I actually just advocated for that just a moment ago, Eddie. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, but I think that is the only solution for these problems is that for the private market to take place and for these rhinoceri or whatever they are, pandas, to be grown for tourism, for meat, for fur, for their horns, for whatever things that people want to get out of them and can get out of them, you know, some weird voodoo magic they get from tiger penises. I don't know what it is that they're going to claim. It doesn't really matter to me, because the animals will be saved.
Yeah, I think that you do have some pandas that are being kept in captivity, but I think that they're at, like, public zoos, right?
Yeah, sure.
And now the pandas, the problem that they're facing with that, to my understanding, is that they won't breed in captivity. And rather than be like, okay, maybe let's let the market figure out some better way of encouraging pandas to knock boots, they're going to keep them in cages and be like, come on, have sex.
They play Barry White for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, sometimes some of these species are more valuable dead.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
In Africa, lion hunting brings a lot of money to the communities in Africa. Now, if they weren't allowed to hunt those lions would lose their value. They would all be killed. You know, just in Tanzania alone since 1990, I think it's been over 600 people have been killed by lions. So there's no major love other than the fact that they're able to hunt, the rich, fat Americans and Europeans are able to come there and hunt them. That's the only love of the lion that a lot of these people have, because it brings them food, it brings money to their economy. But the only other way that they see it is as being an animal that's a nuisance, much like how we see all these wild pigs in the South.
Yeah, the one thing that you don't get to see from Disney movies is that the vast majority of male lions really don't get the opportunity to breed. So you got one guy, the chief big lion, who's managed to make it as long as he has by killing other younger male lions, and he'll actually kill the cubs of those males too. He'll kill the cubs if he can get a hold of the cubs of another male lion, obviously, not the females. And the rest of them just run around. So you're like 9 out of 10. I'm just taking a guess here. It could be 1 out of 20 that actually gets to breed. So 9 out of 10 don't. So they need to be hunted. Otherwise, they're going to, they're going to get into destroy people's livestock. They're going to hurt people. They're going to, they're going to mess with the lion pride. They're going to kill cubs.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know, a lot of people were, they were upset about Corey Nolan. He won an auction to hunt the black rhino there, and he, people were completely saying, "Oh, well, he's going to kill this black rhino." Well, it's not like you just go out there and kill any black rhino. The African government takes you out there and shows you an older, dominant male that's no longer breeding and stomping on little baby rhinos, and they say, "That's the one you got to kill because that one's no longer breeding and it's a detriment to the herd."
Yeah.
Sounds awful sportsmanlike. hey, here we're the African government. Let us show you the rhino that you will be executing this afternoon. Now go ahead, pay us a whole boatload of money so that we can kill people. Yeah, this is going to be great. So, I imagine that if people are willing to pay a whole boatload of money to go cap a rhino in the face, then somebody would be willing to breed some rhinos. And now there's no more of them.
Right, and have their own little lion country safari. Eddie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you again. 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Nobody likes the idea of hunting these big, beautiful animals, but it can be really good for the population. It can be really good for the governments as far as the people to take care of them. 855-450-FREE.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future, hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We might be able to squeeze you in here.
You know, if you go over to cam.freetalklive.com, then you can watch how close we come to just, like, not doing a radio show on here sometimes.
I was typing in sort of the description for the podcast. It's, there's no excuse, a good excuse for this. So. Terribly sorry. 855-450-FREE. Let's get right to the calls here. Tele in Austin. Tele, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, guys. On the environmental tip there, I've been thinking lately, we've got the EPA and then there's the FAA and all that sort of stuff. And when it comes to kind of the larger issues that we wouldn't really put just in like regular consumer market stuff, we just farm it off to some government agency, but they usually do a really bad job of it.
Yes.
And, yeah. So I think it's people kind of absolve themselves of whatever they feel their responsibility is by supporting these types of things and like we've
Let's turn this over to some people that call themselves. We'll turn this over to some people that call themselves experts, and then I don't have to think about it anymore because I've already done the right thing, which is just to advocate for something and pay my taxes.
Yeah, and it makes people feel good even though they haven't lifted a finger. But it's as you guys know, it's like a revolving door between the regulated and the regulators. That doesn't work out so well.
Indeed.
But yeah, anyway, that was just I always also think there's also kind of an argument that you might be able to use to talk to people that are just about status. And and point out that we've got all these agencies, and if they fail, they just get more funding and all that sort of stuff. But every other issue we deal with is pretty much taken care of by consumer reviews, or if you want to pay to get, you know, something like Consumer Reports, you can get the real deep, dirty information about stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, we
people want to take the responsibility.
Yeah, we go through this in perpetuity, that there's this mass movement of people in the world who just think that the answer to every single problem is government violence, and then we come on here and we say, you know, maybe handing it over to the guys who started the Iraq War is not the best plan on how to peacefully resolve your differences, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And then they call us fringe lunatics and throw us in prison when we don't want to pay their taxes. And it's extraordinarily frustrating to look at. I mean, the EPA, the EPA is going to save the environment. We're gonna save the whales, save the snails, save the, with the George Carlin bit, and you know, it doesn't seem to be panning out so well, folks. And then what your answer to this problem is ultimately to extinct the human race is what it sounds like. And
well,
no.
For me, what I think it's just what I find most annoying is essentially when I say, look, I'm not interested in paying into Social Security. I'm not interested in, you know, whatever this government program is, one with, you know, to get food to poor people through welfare. I'm not interested in doing that. Suddenly I hate poor people, or I hate old people, or I hate roads because I don't want to fund them through the systems that they're funded through now.
You hate the Western black rhino, Mark.
Right. No. What I hate is bad and inefficient forms of funding. What I would like to see is these problems solved more efficiently, better solutions where people are held accountable. Because right now the Western rhino's, you know, dead, gone, and whoever wrote these rules on the trading in horns isn't in jail. They haven't had the one tiny thing happen to them. They might feel a little bad, but the government constantly fails its way to bigger budgets. It's the only organization that can do it.
Telly, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily
453. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's just you look at this, and I mean, it's so obvious at times, right? You look at it and say, like, look, here's a very clear link to this, the explanation of this problem, and people just choose not to see things as they are, right? I mean, Walter Williams had a piece in townhall.com today talking about reality might be optional, right? And I sort of talked about this on here and on my show, that there are people who don't believe that reality exists. And Ian says, well, you can't prove that it does, and all of this stuff. And it's a fundamental detachment from the physical realm that you actually live in, and people absolutely make a choice to do it, and there's a mass movement of people who just think that reality is bad, violence is good, and we have to stop breeding, and maybe we should kill a whole bunch of people in the process. It doesn't sound like a really good combination of events, and you wouldn't push a button to stop that.
Well, if you push a button to end the state, and that's what you're referring to, you're not going to get rid of stupidity, and you're not going to get rid of people's belief in the concept of the state. So all you're going to get is a new one in its place in relatively short order. All the state is the most successful gang in a given geographic area. So what you will get is, you know, a bunch of violence as people attempt to set the new one up. So if you're saying,
you got a bunch of violence now when they already have it.
No, what we have is a lot of threats of violence.
But no, that's the same. I don't draw any distinction between the two.
Well, if the government tells me that I've got to send them 33% of the money that I earn, I get to choose between that and prison. I'm going to take the 33% of the money I earn over prison, even though it's an act of violence, right?
Right.
Like, I agree with you. It's an act of violence to threaten somebody, but being thrown in prison, to me, is a worse act of violence.
Right, but when the new state comes to collect 33% of your income and you shoot them in the head, and everybody's like, I don't know if that government is entirely legitimate or not.
Yeah, sure. I get where you're coming from on that, but they'll just collect the weapons, which exist in abundance.
How are they going to collect the weapons? They haven't formed a state yet. They're going to collect the taxes before they could take the guns. So when they come around and they say, hey, we're the new government, and you say, go F yourself, I don't think so, pal. I don't think it's going to pan out too well for them.
I just think that there's the vast majority of the population on planet Earth and in the United States States aren't ready for this. And when you have that large of a portion of the population that aren't ready, that you're going to have negative ramifications. Now, you're arguing about
a fantastic situation. Do you think that the state is doing a good job of keeping all these idiots in line?
I suppose. I
think that in the absence of the state, that they're going to have to come to grips with the economics of the world that they live in. They're not going to be sitting there like, oh, well, there's a Social Security plan that's going to take care of me in my old age. And that's why I love the government, because they do everything for me. They're going to say, like, I don't know, there's a bunch of guys over there who want to violently rule over all of mankind. I'm not sure that that's the most brightest of ideas. Maybe I should go over there and tell them not to.
I agree that the one thing that current states have, as though I could push a button to stop this, that what they have is legitimacy. That essentially the thing that separates the old thieves from the new thieves is legitimacy, flags, patriotism, nationalism, people putting their hands over their hearts and saying, I love you, Mr. Flag, and all the dead soldiers you represent. I get that that's what the problem is, but this question, this fantastic question of whether or not I would push a button to end the state, I don't think it's particularly productive, because when I answer, which is I wouldn't, because people are too dumb to handle freedom.
Why are they dumb? Because they've been raised in public schools. Because they've been barred with feminist and environmentalist propaganda. And who's funding these organizations? Do you think that there would be people running around saying, hey, we've got to extinct the human race because of a Western black rhino, if the government wasn't paying them to do that? The governments fund this stuff because it tells them to raise taxes, because taxes are going to change the weather, and that's going to save the Western black rhino.
That is, in fact, what they say. And I think that we'll get solutions to the problem of global climate change from the private market far better than from governments, but governments will attempt to extract money from people to solve the problem.
I have a lot of faith in the power of the market. I don't think that the market is going to change the change of climate. Climate changes, and markets do market things. They're not weather. It's not for sale.
The fact is that if you, from what I understand, all they have to do is put particulate matter in the air. If a volcano erupted, a big enough volcano erupted on Earth right now, that would throw us into a situation where...
This from the chemtrail denier.
What? Yes, I don't believe...
One of the two that's on the show, by the way.
I'm going to need better evidence of chemtrails before I go for it.
Are you suggesting free market chemtrails, that people should start spraying aluminum and barium from the sky in order to control climate change because somebody paid them to do so?
People will do that if that's what it takes to, they believe that's what it takes to save the planet. Currently, people are buying Priuses and doing a variety of things in order to, solar panels and stuff like that in order to cut down their carbon footprint, because they believe that that's going to be a solution.
And it's going to stop them from breeding as well.
What's the good of breeding? What's the value in it? There's not a particular value in it. I mean, practicing, I like that, but I mean...
The human race is full of people who are trying to destroy itself, and the people who have the answers to the problem don't want babies.
7 billion people on the planet. I don't think we're going to get extinct tomorrow. 855... What am I giving this for?
Almost all of them suck.
ChristopherCantwell.com, FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks very much.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.